What deadlines do you absolutely, positively not want to miss? What are you missing? Have you realised that some really exciting opportunities are open to apply to now? This is what we're going to be talking about in this episode of the Dive Into Your Career podcast. This is Dive Into Your Career, the podcast designed to help students like you take impactful steps towards your career goals. I'm Gina Visram, a qualified careers coach and consultant who is so proud to be your careers cheerleader. You are in the right place if you are a determined student or the proud supporter of one. Here, you will embrace career development in a unique spirit of fun, not fear. Let's dive in. Hiya! It is Gina Visram here from Dive Into Your Career. And today I am live with you to talk about internships and opportunities and deadlines that you do not want to miss if you are a student. So that is what this session is all about. However, I will make it known though that I am doing things a little bit differently today, hence the whole setup, in that I'm also recording this for the Dive Into Your Career podcast. So this is a little bit of an experiment, but what I will say is if you are here live, do please feel free to type in any questions and I will do my best to get to them. If you are watching on the replay or indeed listening to the podcast, if you have questions, type them in the comments or get in touch with me via gina@yourcareerandfuture.com. Okay, so there is a lot going on at the moment when it comes to things that you can be applying for. So if you are either a student who is on a gap year at the moment, so between secondary school and university, or if you are at university, there may be lots of deadlines that are bubbling away that you haven't heard about yet. If that is the case, I hope this really helps you. Now, likewise, if you are the supporter of a student, so if you are a parent, if you are a teacher or careers advisor, if you are an aunt or uncle, whoever it is, if you are in the ecosystem of a student who could use this support, then please do pass on this information as well. I am talking about this today because certainly here in the UK, university terms have just started, more or less, at the time of recording. So it's the middle of October. Some unis went back towards the end of September. Some started right at the beginning of October. And pretty much before your feet even touch the ground, there are some deadlines for a few industries that are coming up. So this is especially for you if you are interested in exploring careers in banking, finance, anything within that, sort of accounting and that kind of thing, consulting certainly. So these particular areas have loads of deadlines right now. And actually, this is applicable to you no matter what stage you are in, because finance, consulting, banking, this tends to be one of the most structured processes when it comes to how they recruit their graduates and how they recruit when it comes to early careers. What I will say before I go into the detail is that this isn't the only way to get into those industries. There are apprenticeships, there are degree apprenticeships, there are all kinds of things. What I'm talking about, however, is the path that that students who have opted to go to university or who have intended or who are intending to go to university, the path that you might be taking. So for now, before we get to the next section, which is a bit more broad in terms of sectors, For now, we're really talking about finance consulting business type opportunities. And really, what I want you to know more than anything is that the deadlines for these opportunities fall within this autumn term. So how the structure generally works is that if you are in the first year of university, for example, and you're interested in one of those sort of sectors, you can be applying for spring weeks right now. That is exactly as it sounds. It is an insight type opportunity that you would do in the spring, but the deadlines are around this time. Now, from spring weeks in the first year, you tend to go into internships in the second year. Same again applies. The deadlines for those industries are around now. Those applications are certainly open. So you may have just gotten to university, you might be just starting to figure out your lectures and your seminars, and might not be realizing that it would be wise to be getting on with applications at this time. Now, again, we talked about spring weeks in the first year, internships in the second year. Moving on to the third year, if that is your final year, that might be when you are interested in applying to graduate schemes, of course. And if that is the case, again, same applies for those industries. The deadline is around now. So all that really means is that while you are getting to grips with the new academic year and you're figuring out your new schedule and you're changing seminars if you need to change seminars, what you also need to do is put together a timetable for yourself so you understand that these deadlines are coming up. I'll give you just a few examples, but I have to say, even in my work as a freelance careers consultant at LSE, we don't necessarily sort of share specific deadlines as such because they change all the time and many of these are on a rolling basis. But I'll give you an example of some of the larger institutions that have deadlines coming up soon. So Invesco, the deadline from what I can see is the 31st of October. Bank of America, 7th of November. Goldman Sachs, 21st of November. JP Morgan, 28th of November. UBS, 30th of November. And for these institutions, and also, importantly, for many others that I haven't named, such as the popular consultancies, McKinsey, Bain, BCG, many of those are rolling deadlines, and the final point may be sometime in October or November or December. So that is ultimately my public service announcement for today, which is if these are industries that you are interested in exploring, please do factor in the time now to be doing those applications. And what I tend to say to students, especially those who are exploring a few different things, it's please don't think that it's because these industries are the ones that are most important, that other things aren't as important. I can see in the comments here, I've got somebody asking about sort of government and political type industries. It's not that these opportunities are more important than those or more important than any other sector. It's just that necessity dictates that you need to focus on it now because the applications are open now, right? So I really hope that this has helped you. There is another opportunity that I will be talking about in a moment. What you will discover, however, which I also want to mention in terms of how you apply for these opportunities, is generally it involves a CV and a cover letter. Now, please don't take that as law. The best thing that you can do is to go onto each of the websites of the organizations that you're interested in. However, there are a few places where you can find some really useful information centrally. So that includes the target jobs websites. I find that the sector-specific areas are, I was going to say almost magical, but they are very useful. So the Target Jobs Finance publication, for example, which will be available in a PDF on their website, that will give you, you know, some indications about what is expected of you, how you can potentially stand out in your application. So there'll be lots of good things on there, but ultimately it's CVs and cover letters are a good thing to have prepared and to make sure you personalize. This is a biggie. I'll be talking about cover letters more on the podcast and in lives soon. While we're on the topic of some good websites with centralized information, another one to check out is Bright Network. You might know them from virtual work experience opportunities, but the site generally is incredibly useful and actually does centrally list some of those deadlines, which might make your research process a little bit easier. They too give some examples as relates to CVs and cover letters. And also, it's important that you're aware that there are often other sorts of tests as part of the application process. So those tend to be psychometric tests, and they include numerical reasoning, verbal reasoning, what else? Logical reasoning and situational judgment. So those are the sorts of areas that might come up in tests, and often you can find free versions of tests on websites. So that's definitely something that is worth you Googling. However, in the show notes of the podcast, if I have resources for any particular sites that I think are worth you checking out, then I will be sure to include them in those show notes. So that is the first part of this. Finance, banking, and consulting. Applications are open now. Certainly for lots of the larger organizations and lots of the organizations that have kind of ultimately schemes where lots of people apply at a time and then there are a number of students that are taken on for the opportunities. So don't miss out on that. Take the time, do your research, find the dates. Now, before I move on to the other thing that I wanted to talk about, I can see that from somebody who is here live, there is a question, which is how about the government and political sort of industry? So there are a few answers to that, really. One is that most industries beyond what we've talked about here today have deadlines that open a little bit later. So they might open around December, January or so. And then you apply within a couple of months as well. However, these sorts of cycles that I'm talking about right now are not the only way to get a job. They're a great way to get a job, but they're not the only way. The vast majority of roles that are out there are your more standard one person for one job type positions. So if you're interested in something like the civil service, for example, they are always hiring in a range of different things. So it's always good to keep an eye on the website. And I don't know whether you've noticed this, but I think careers websites or the careers sections of websites of organizations are getting better and better. Like PwC has been doing a lot of interesting things, I think, in the past couple of years, and they have their sort of virtual park, and they're doing all kinds of interesting things which will allow you to more closely explore what it is that they're doing and how it is that you might be able to work with them and fit together with their culture and all of those good things. So it's about doing the research early. That's what it is. So I generally say to the people who I work with, it is worth factoring in, you know, multiple hours of career development time per week. I'm not going to tell you how much time that should be. I don't know how intense your course is. But if you can keep your mental health intact and your physical health intact, which are the most important things, and then also be factoring in, you know, an hour or 2 hour long slots to be moving along with your career development, then that's a really good thing to be doing, a really good practice to get into. And the balance of how long you spend will really shift dependent on time of year and what your commitments are. Also, I can see here in the comments, Christopher and I connected on Clubhouse early this year. I haven't been on Clubhouse in a minute. Like, it's really been a while, or I certainly haven't hosted anything in a while. And I am thinking about getting back on there because it was really an excellent experience and lovely to meet some peers who really enjoy helping people with their careers as well, and to meet some incredible students along the way. So Christopher's comment is probably one of the sweetest things that I've seen in a long time. Thank you so much. I can see that the comment is here, but the camera connection has disappeared. But it's really kind, Christopher. It says, "Hi, I know I should have told you sooner. But you really helped me out with the placement from way back from your number one fan." Well, that is incredibly sweet. Thank you so much. So this is where I can see that the tech side of things might not work as much as I would like it to, because the camera has stopped working here. But if I am still audible, I will share the one other thing that I did want to share. One of the most exciting opportunities that I have seen for a very, very long time is from an organization called 10,000 Black Interns. And they are intending, from what I understand, to offer 10,000 internships over the course of 5 years. And it's pretty incredible, really, when you think about it. So, okay, we have some amount of camera back. It is really incredible when you think about it. And their deadline is the 7th of November. So again, this is really my mission to help you understand that there are loads of things around at the moment that you can be applying for. So do make sure that you are keeping an eye on those deadlines. Now, with 10,000 Black Interns, this is across a range of industries. So initially I was talking about finance, banking, consulting, and those deadlines that are coming up. With 10,000 Black Interns, it really is most industries that you can imagine. I think they have around 700 organizations that are linked to them at the moment. And you're eligible if you, really speak to the organization, but ultimately if you identify as Black, if you have studied or recently graduated from a UK university from 2018 and beyond. So you can be in any year in university, or you can currently be in a gap year between year 13 and starting university. So that's another opportunity that I am really shouting from the rooftops, because I think the impact of it can be absolutely incredible. I did a short TikTok earlier today, again, just pointing out the deadlines of that specific opportunity. So that is one to check out also. So that really is it from me today, tech troubles and all. Better done than perfect, I say. So I hope that's been really helpful for you. And if there is anybody in your network that you think will find this useful, please do let them know. I'm Gina Visram from Dive Into Your Career. I will be here live again soon. And you are also very welcome to check this episode out and another 50 plus episodes on the Dive Into Your Career podcast. Take care, stay safe. Hope to speak to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. To keep up to date with Dive Into Your Career, leave your details on bit.ly/diveintothelist. See you soon.